Welcome to Freedom of Mind, Mind.
Yeah. What's up? You have now tuned into one of the hottest, most hottest, politically, unpolitically correct, I should say, podcast in the country, Freedom of Mind. Go ahead and release that mind of y'all and go ahead and speak that mind to everybody that's listening out there. Go ahead and email us at freedomofmind.com. What is it? gmail.com. I'm sorry. Go ahead and email us some ideas and some subjects that you'd like us to bring up and some topics that you'd like us to bring up on the show. Go ahead and follow us on all our social medias that we have right down below in the link. Check it out. Freedom of Mind.
And let me make a correction. Freedom of Mind podcast at gmail.com. Okay, just wanted to get that out. Good looking out for the shout out though, man. I didn't think of that. Hey, we got a good show for y'all today. We're going to be talking about self-made versus self-made millionaire. And it's really interesting. Finally got Giovanni to talk a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? You know, so but Giovanni's been great, man. That's the man. This is our show. This is our creation, both together. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we can get it going and more of the world can listen to us. All right, y'all. Stay tuned. Speak Your Mind is next. And hear us out, y'all. Hey y'all, today is election day and tomorrow. Hey, freedom of mind, y'all. Hey, I fuck up too. Hey, tomorrow's gonna be election day. It's on the 3rd, so sorry. But anyway, so I gotta keep emphasizing on that. I've been talking about this for a little while. I've been talking about this on a few episodes so far, and y'all gonna have to hear my damn mouth about it again. So I ain't trying to tell nobody what to do. I'm not that kind of person, but I want to tell you what the fuck to do the election day. And that's to not vote for Trump. That's just the bottom line, man. And if you're an American, do not vote for that guy. Please don't. You cannot depend on that guy. He's not reliable. He's not trustworthy. I'm not trying to use it against him, but yeah, he's not very bright. You don't want someone who's not very bright leading the country, leading the free world. You don't. I was explaining to Giovanni Ray about my opinions about Trump, and he has this ability to manipulate you. You know what I'm saying? You know, gimmicky comes up. You know, the word gimmicky comes up. And I say that because he knows how to say something that desires you. He will say something that desires you, and then after that, you stuck. And it gets to a point where all that other stuff that he says and does, it doesn't even matter to you because you're so stuck on something that he said to you that was desirable. It's like a bad boyfriend to a girl, you know what I'm saying? Where I was explaining it, you know what I'm saying, to Giovanni, like that movie Acrimony, that Tyler Perry movie. I watched a little bit of that. And how he had that woman stuck after he convinced her that he was protective, that he was going to be there for her. You know what I'm saying? Because she was real empty. Her mother died, but he was looking at it like she got money, and I need to take advantage of that. And he did. And she was blinded. So that man essentially was Trump to America, where he talking about he going to build a wall and. He talking about we need to get rid of these illegal Mexicans. He talking about how, make America great again and all this or whatever the fuck that means. It can mean whatever you want it to mean, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But he got you, and he got you stuck on stupid. And with black people, oh my God, y'all definitely, we can't afford to vote for a guy like that. No way. And people, black people are like, oh, well, what did he do to black people? Well, First of all, this man don't even want to embrace racism. He doesn't think that systemic racism doesn't even exist. He's like, oh, it doesn't exist. He said it out of his own mouth on national TV. Like, are you kidding me? Maybe you're part of the problem. That's why you don't think you're denying it publicly, whatever, because you want to keep it going. And then this is the same guy who didn't want to denounce white nationalism. He didn't want to denounce it. He could have did it. He had his opportunity to do it, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't even talk his way out of it. So it's like, yeah, this dude is clearly a racist, people. And the way that he is that he just, he lies and fronts like he's doing something for you, but he's really not. So yeah, I got on all that or whatever about how I feel, how he was in previous episodes, and I'm doing it now, damn it, because that guy does not need to continue to be in office. He's a terrible guy. He has bad character. That's the main reason, because his character is fucked up. He's a fucked up person. He really is. You know what I'm saying? He's a fucked up person or whatever. He's a complete liar. And ain't no telling what else he's done, because there's always stuff popping up about the stuff he's done. That means that it's been covered up about a lot of the stuff that he has done. And now it's starting to slowly come into light. The main one or whatever, obviously the rape charges, and then or the sexual harassment charges and the tax situation. Like, that's enough right there, y'all, to be like, you know what? Nah, we can't fuck with this guy. All right, I spoke my mind, and that's all I got for y'all right now, y'all. Stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? You already know who it is, man. First of all, let me just break this down, man. Let's reflect back to the self-made subject, right? So for all the audience out there that's listening, love all y'all. Thank you for the support and everything. I've gone through a series of reforming, transformation, whether it's my career, my direction in life, my path in life, because I believe I can build myself up. I believe that with the right guidance over me, the right guidance and focus that I have on my mind, that I definitely can be self-made. And through me going through, I say almost 2 years that this show has started, been going through different type of faces, different type of changes and different type of phases. It's good to change. It's good to redevelop. It's good to really have that right strategy, that right marketing, that right image, that right gimmick. It's good to have everything that's just right. Check this out. When you have a product, you want it to last forever. You want your product to have the durability to market through time, which means always be a product that will never go out of style, that will never, ever be kept off shelves, that will go through with time, that will travel as fast as technology travels. You want a product that's durable, that has longevity. You want a finished product. So with my brand, my company, and how I bring myself up, I highly believe that that's self-made, because I'm going through that process to create a finished product. So when you go through and you see changes and you see different things, it's just me always reinventing myself, or it's just an actor, an actress, an artist, an athlete, when they're doing different investments, they're doing different career choices even, they're reinventing themselves. And it all goes back to them being themselves and wanting a finished product and bringing themselves up with that mind state of being self-made. We truly out there need to really think in life. What path do I see myself? Again, what's that word? Myself. What path do I see myself going? What path do I see myself going into when I pick a job? What path do I see myself going into when I pick a career? What path do I see myself going into when I pick a college for my education? What path do I see myself when I pick a certain religion for me and my family to grow up in? We all got to think about directions in life. We all got to think about the reinventions, the changes that we all go through. We all got to think of the nature of ourselves, and we all got to think of the finished product that we can all create. Because I feel that as many of us that use the term of self-made, that means that we all creators. We're all a creative. So going back to that, I highly believe no matter what support you have, you will always be that person to carry out and finish the finished product. You will always be that person that came up with that product if you use the term of self-made. If you didn't get support from somebody else. Meaning financial support. Meaning different type of marketing support. People out there that want to be rappers, want to be actors, actresses, athletes. We all got to understand that we build ourselves to get to that level. We all build ourselves to get to that level of success. Because don't nobody can come into your house and get you out of bed to make you go up and run that 2 miles to lose weight. No. Within yourself, you tell yourself that I'm going to get my fat ass up, get out of bed, and go run some laps. No matter if it's hot outside, no matter if it's cold outside, you get me? That's self-made. From my perspective, from my way that I define that term. And I think to everybody listening out there, we can all be that. We all have the ideas. We all have the creativeness. And we all have the most important thing, the ability. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's L, man.
So, yeah, Giovanni Ray decided that he wanted to go and be talking about all kinds of stuff. Because, look, check this out. Giovanni be having a whole lot to say off the camera. He got more to say off the camera than he does on the motherfucking camera. He get a little cold feet up in here or whatever. We need to bring that out. And he's an inspiring rapper, aspiring rap artist. You don't need to be like that, Chico. You need to really put it out there and be like, hey, this is me and this is what this is. Hate it or love it, like 50 Cent, right?
I write how I feel. What's up, everybody that's tuning in? Giovanni Ray, a.k.a. L. You know, I'm a whole different remarketing brand, you know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, man, it's L. So listen, not L as in take a loss, but always take a win. As I was saying, what were we referring to?
Well, you know, it's just a little jibber jabber right now, or whatever. But I just had to put that out there for the world to hear, because you know we do got a little bit of fans in, you know, Mali. I saw that. I was like, damn, we got a little fan base in Mali. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm you know, let them know what's up. But I love the fans. Hey, I love everybody that supports Freedom of Mind podcast. It's really it's a newborn child, man. Newborn child in 1 year. You know what I'm saying? So get right into the show.
All right. We're talking about, you know, I'm sorry. I know the brother died. Let him rest in peace. But hey, we talk about Jesus. Jesus died 2,000 years ago, and we still talk about him, right? So, well, not to make no comparisons. You know, I ain't comparing nobody to Jesus. I'm not.
Who the hell
I'm not comparing nobody to Jesus, okay? Now, I'm not doing that, y'all. It's just an example, okay? All right, so check this out. Nipsey Hussle. We were talking about Nipsey Hussle in the car. You talking about self-made millionaire, right? I'm like, there is no such thing as no self-made millionaire, man. People, see, it might be they don't want to give people props. Or they, you know, saying they ego, they, you know, saying they don't want to interfere, they ego, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or they just don't realize they that dumb, blinded. I don't know, but there is no such thing as a self-made millionaire, people. There is not. And the reason why I say that is because you need some form of support one way or the other. It could be as simple as you got kids. Who the hell is going to babysit your kids? I'm just saying, it could be something as simple as that.
Wait,
that babysitter wait, supported wait. You. All right. I'm going to be, okay, all right, let's go within the business. All right, okay. So you're a rapper, right? What do you need? You need beats. You need a studio. You need an engineer. It depends on how your arrangement. So it depends on how you do it or whatever, right? Let's say like, okay, you're an independent artist or whatever. You don't know how to do all that. You don't know. You're not going to know how to do everything because this is the thing. You're running your own, essentially your own label. You're running your own career, so you're running a label as well, right? How are you going to acquire all of these things? Like I said, you need a studio, you need equipment, and then you need time for you to write your own stuff. You need time for that stuff. Okay. You know, you need. Okay. If not everybody knows how to do everything, and then how are you going to have enough time to do everything, right? You know what I'm saying? Realistically, who's going to do everything? Not too many people. Cut it out, right? So last time I checked, Nipsey Hussle is not a producer. I don't know if he has made beats before. I'm sure he probably has made beats before, but if you look in the credits, you see that other people have made his beats, right? Which is fine. It's normal. And so, all right, he got people to make his beats or whatever. And then let's say when he was coming up or whatever, because he came from the streets, right? All right, yeah, he's been balling or whatever, hustling and all that or whatever, but you think that he's been balling and have money all his life? No, he started when he was younger. How did he acquire these beats? Feel what I'm saying? I don't know much about Nipsey Hussle and his upbringing and all that or whatever, but I'm just using logic here. Where did he get the beats? Where did he produce it at? Maybe he produced his own stuff, not produced his own, but recorded his own music, whatever. How did he get the money to do that? You know,
he built a computer.
All right. So yeah, he built a computer. Okay. So, I don't think he's did 100% everything on his own. I don't believe that. You can call me a hater or whatever, but I'm just being realistic.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion. First of all, rest in peace.
All I'm saying is that you need resources. You need skills. You need people to acquire these things for you. And bro, most of the, and then when you getting it for free, bro, that is support.
Rest in peace.
That's all I'm saying.
Rest in peace to the
you
legend.
You need support.
The late, great Nip.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
From my perspective of self-made, it's because of the brand that you built by yourself. It's the idea that you created yourself. It's the self-idea that you had that brought you to the millions. It's the self grind that you had, the self hustle, the self guidance that you had to work towards these goals that you wanted to achieve to fully bring yourself to that $1 million. Yes, I truly believe from my perspective that there are self-made millionaires because they built up this wealth by themselves. Do they have help in the long run? Yes, they do have help. They have supportive team and stuff. Of course, you're going to get some places in life through support. But is that success weighed out? Is that success divided out amongst this support? No, because the success is brought back on the person itself. The person yourself that you are brought yourself that idea that I'm going to be independent. I'm gonna take on my own life. I'm gonna take on my own career. Everything is from your own self, is what I'm trying to say. So yeah, of course, in that definition, in that light, yeah, there's definitely self-made millionaires. Are you gonna get support in the long run or through coming up? Of course, you're gonna get somewhat of support. And sometimes you're not.
You're gonna need that support.
Sometimes you're not, though. Sometimes there's been a lot of self-made millionaires that didn't have a support system that was as great. And what would be the reason for, all right,
it's just, like for I said, them? I don't know Nipsey's story like that. I don't want to delve into it. I know a little bit more about Master P's. Oh. And you know, cause me growing up, you know, I got this. First of all, I thought his music was garbage. I'm sorry, but hey, he's a great businessman or whatever. Not putting nothing past. I was referred to his music. You know what I'm saying? And his brother too. So you know what I'm saying? But
listen to Baby.
I'd rather listen to neither one of them, okay?
But if you had
don't get me started with what I think about Birdman. You know, you got a grown man going by a little baby name. But anyway, so
okay, Stunner.
Hey,
you had to choose.
I call him Bird. I always call him Birdman. But let's get to this. Whatever. Hey, you know, these brothers right here are successful brothers. You know what I'm saying? And the way that Master P did it, really independent, cut the middleman out from the jump. It's something that I look up to. And then he wasn't really associated with, I don't know, I heard that he was associated with the music industry, but he was signed to an independent label. So I don't know. But anyway, so what I'm getting to is that he got funded through a relative. You know, I'm talking about Master P.
Yeah.
And he smartly invested in that money in his music. I think he bought like a record store and then he based his company off of that, which is
correct.
Brilliant. I'm not putting nothing past him. But that money that he got, that is support. That's what I'm talking about. So that's all I'm saying. But I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm not. But I'm being you know me, I'm being logic about it. I'm being realistic about it.
He self-made. He bought his own store. That's from my definition of self-made. Self-made or just oneself means your own.
Well, if that's the case, then anybody could be self-made. Then, that can be like, you know, is Dr. Dre self-made?
Yeah.
How?
I could say between Dr. Dre through the years, you got to understand that brother reinvented himself. He went through the generations. He went from a label to another label. To say, fuck all my masters, fuck everything. I'm going to start a whole new thing. He brought out so much talent during these years.
Okay, first of all, I'm a huge Dr. Dre. I'm a bigger Dr. Dre fan, way more than, I'm sorry, Master P and Birdman. I am, okay. You know, maybe, you know, a little bias in it because I'm from Cali and it's the West Coast. Hey, you know, maybe, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not putting them other brothers down. I'm not, but... You know, but with Dr. Dre, you know, Jimmy Iovine,
when you say self-made,
he made a bold move with that DJing shit. He snuck in that club and he did his DJing thing and he refused to let anybody stop him from shining. And that right there was a defining moment in his career. And I watched a little bit of that defiant ones between him and Jimmy Iovine or whatever. And Dr. Dre just went up in that motherfucker or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, and then he took that same approach to hip hop where it was just right in your face and hate it or love it. And, you know, and that attitude, NWA, that makes sense. So, but with Dre, whatever, and then, you know, next thing it came to, but it came from that defining moment, whatever. But guess which club he was in? You know what I'm saying? He was in somebody else's club. It was somebody else who owned the club. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's a little bit of form of support. It really is, but because you had a platform for you to go to, and it had enough people in there for you to make, you know, to make a name for yourself, and then ultimately, you know, one thing led to the next.
So you're saying the term shouldn't be used. As okay, so we'll take the value out. So you're saying the whole term of self-made millionaire shouldn't be used, but the term of being self-made, just standing by itself, and that definition is a little bit better.
That sounds a lot better, man. Because what it is that what bothers me about when people say self-made is like you cut everybody out. You make it seem like. Nobody was there. You make it seem like, you know, I mean, you just giving yourself 100% credit of what you were able to accomplish. And to me, that's unfair. But at the same, I do understand this, though. I do understand this. You got motherfuckers that got their hand out. There's plenty of motherfuckers like that. There's more motherfuckers like that than anything. That's taking credit of something that they didn't even do. Like, just like what Drake was going through or whatever. People going around talking about, oh, Drake stole this song from him and Drake stole that song from him. Me, I'm like, man, that shit is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave this brother alone. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just hating that this brother's creative and he's willing to be him. That's the thing about Drake. Drake is willing to express himself and he's not afraid of criticism. You got a lot of motherfuckers that's afraid of criticism, but you know what? He's an artist. These motherfuckers ain't artists, they're employees, but I'm gonna get, that's a whole different thing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all employees, y'all just working. Y'all just looking for a paycheck and that's that. You don't care if you sound like the next motherfucker, you don't care if you sound like an absolute fucking fool. But anyway, so.
So back to the term of.
Yeah, okay, but it's like, it's taking credit away from what really happened. It's like you're taking yourself away from reality. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, whoa, back up, bro. I know you think very highly of yourself and you should or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You the man. You've accomplished a lot. But it's like, let's get back to ground zero. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you know, be honest about the real origins or whatever, what really happened. You know what I'm saying? And then you had to learn growing pains and all that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, there's no such thing as a self-made millionaire. There's not. But You got
or self-made is okay, but self-made millionaire is the wrong term.
It's the wrong term, bro.
Because check this out. If you're a boss of your own label, if you own your own shit, your own clothing brand, all that, or just everything that you put into yourself, you invested in yourself, you invested in your own career, you invested in the lifestyle, everything is you was there through the long nights, you was there through rent was due and you was down on your ass, you was there, you was there when you had to work that 9 to 5, even though you wanted to follow your own dreams, but you had to do something at that moment, at that point of time, because rent was due, that you had to do anything that you had to do to get to that next goal. So do I believe that there are self-made people in this country? Hell yes. Do I believe that the term of self-made millionaires can be used as a term that is not correct? That is correct. But can I believe that people are self-made? Yes, you self-make yourself. You build yourself up. Mike Tyson, when he was going through different knockouts and different fights, he was there in the gym putting pain onto his body. His one self, his mind, but everything.
Everybody's saying that he wasn't himself. The same guy if it wasn't for who? That goddamn trainer. That
you have support when you come that? Up, but I feel like you build.
He wasn't.
They say
he wasn't himself without that trainer. And then another thing, people get on LeBron, right? You know, the real reason why people get on LeBron because of racism. You know what I'm saying? Because he speak against racists, and he's a brother with an opinion and he's not behaving himself. You're supposed to shut up and play ball and not mention no shit like that or whatever. We want to hear that shit. We don't want you reminding us of how fucked up we are. Shut the fuck up. That's the real reason why they don't like LeBron, and they spreading that shit, and all these whitewashed ass negroids is going along with it. But anyway, so
self-made.
Okay, well, your terminology, and I kind of like that. I would say maybe self-made, yeah, in a way, but no, because now, did LeBron have a? I see what you're trying to do, but LeBron, because to me, the path to go and play basketball is easier than a path. It is for you to become a correctional officer, for a black man to become a correctional officer or a police officer.
Wait,
I would say more police officer. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
but
for what?
Because the path, you know what I'm saying? Like the direction, you know what I'm saying? Because this pretty much, if you don't fuck up, and it's not easy, it's not, especially when you growing up in the hood or whatever, and you got all kinds of shit going on. People don't realize you got a lot of shit going on. It's like you got to be grown right away. But anyway, so they're expecting a kid to make grown people decisions or whatever, which is not realistic. But anyway, so that's not easy, but the path is easy. All you got to do is for you to play well in high school, and then you getting on in high school and you get your scholarships, and then you go, or you know, good as LeBron or whatever, you just went straight to the league. But you know what I'm saying? You didn't have to go and convince nobody. You didn't have to go and try to get publicity. You didn't have to go and try to do all kinds of other bullshit for you to get to where you at. You know what I'm saying? But like, if you want to become a police officer and you black, you got to have a squeak. You got to go through all that bullshit. You can't get into no trouble. You may have to come more time or whatever. You got to be squeaky clean.
Because the system is there for you to not get through. Right. Because you got to understand, we have, and not to get off the self-made subject, but we have the problem with law enforcement, especially in this country, is that we have no relations. We have no relations to one another. Good Let's point. Put that word together. Relationship. We have no relationships. We have no relations. We have none of these ties to these neighborhoods, these inner cities that we're policing. We have no relationships with the community leaders within that community. We have no relations, right? We have no relations with the single mother of five that maybe got three boys in high school and they are African-American and they walk down from school every day and it's nighttime and they might get pulled over and frisked in a bad neighborhood. We have no relations with those three young brothers. Saying that as speaking for the law enforcement of this country, there is no relation. There is nothing to relate to. So what are they resulting to? They're resulting to fear, or they're resulting to something they don't know. And they're not reaching out, and there's no certain type of skills assessment to go through to be more relatable, to understand the community you're policing. Not to get off the subject, but that's, you see the error. You see the error in this country.
I feel that, man. Yeah, and you know, the point I was trying to make with the LeBron and Jordan thing was, we talking about, I'm relating more to support, right? And I think LeBron got the least amount of, he got support, but he didn't get as much as Michael Jordan or whatever. Michael Jordan's support system was like,
so is he
great.
Self-made?
No.
Damn.
Because the path to get there was not hard to figure out. To me, that is the most difficult part of success is the path to get there.
So all that
because you have no blueprint, you have nobody guiding you, there is no clear like view or plan. You just, because that makes it even more difficult. That's just like you trying to solve a problem, a math problem. But you didn't have a teacher there. You didn't have a teacher there to guide you.
So you
had to learn on your own. To me, that's harder because you got to figure out the path. You got to figure out how to get and solve that problem out of nowhere, out of your own brain. So you got to figure out a way to come up with ideas or whatever. You know, obviously read books, but you got to know what book to read. How do you know which book to read? So you got to go through all this time. It's more time consuming, and it's just more brain scratching, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're
doing it on your own,
so you're self-made.
Okay, but that's, we're not talking about, when we talk about becoming a professional basketball player, what made LeBron more astonishing his is because he didn't have as much support. He didn't have as much support as a regular ball player,
that
whatever. And then growing up in poverty with a single parent mom, and he's not the only one. There's a lot of black athletes that was in that situation. Not to take away anybody else, and it's just to blow up and just focus on LeBron, but none of them, as far as basketball goes, none of them are the basketball player or the athlete extraordinaire that LeBron is. That's why we focusing on a little.
You hold him that.
If you look at Kobe had a great support system. His dad played in the NBA, so he already had an idea in his head right there. Okay, he already knew what it was like. He was a kid. He was a son of an NBA player, and then he moved overseas, and he went through that experience. You know what I'm saying? So like, this guy was born into it, and then he got good education. This dude was learning all kinds of different languages and all that and shit. You know, they say he knew how to speak three languages. And then he had a chance to work on his skills. He had advantages. He really did. Not to take anything away from Kobe. Kobe bust his ass. He worked his ass off. You know what I'm saying? Clearly he was a far better basketball player than his dad. Not to put anything wrong with his dad, because his dad had good all-around game. His dad was ahead of his time. People wasn't ready for his dad. He had good all-around game. And it was like, you too big to be dribbling the ball and all that, handling the ball. You too big for that or whatever. It took Magic, because he was before Magic's time. It took Magic to kind of break that barrier, that stereotype. But anyway, so, but with you know what I'm saying, Kobe had that path. He had that, did more support. And then with Michael Jordan, whatever, I mean, grew up with both parents. He grew up in a good working class neighborhood or whatever. His parents kept him in sports, and his dad was his best friend. Like, he actually knew his dad. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. He actually knew his dad. So, you know what I'm saying? So
there's certain levels.
He had better coaching. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, name one great coach Kobe has had. Okay, you got Ty Lue. Ty Lue is a great, you know, the greatest. Or Spoelstra wasn't a coach that he... Now, if he were to play for Spoelstra now, it'd be a little different, because Spoelstra was learned. Spoelstra was like a rookie coach when he first went to the Heat. But see, you bring, there you go. You know what I'm saying? Phil Jackson is the truth. Phil Jackson,
no doubt.
Phil Jackson is arguably the greatest coach in sports history. You can even make that case.
Arguably, it wouldn't win, because you see, Phil coached Jordan,
and he coached Kobe.
You know, so you can't really... No, he's untouchable. He's untouchable.
I'm telling you. Imagine if
I'm gonna leave that.
Imagine if LeBron got a hold... If LeBron got drafted by the Lakers. Oh my God, right? Or imagine, and if Phil was coaching at the time, or imagine if he would have went to Popovich. Imagine if this motherfucker got coached by Greg Popovich. Like, are you kidding me? Like, come on, man. So,
but going back to self-made. As you can see, for the folks listening out there, you can be whatever you want to be, and you can get to that path in life, that final step in life of success by yourself, and you will have support along the way. But always have that confidence that you, as the person, got to where you wanted to be for the next day and the day after that. Yourself is what made you what you are. Self-made. That's it, y'all.
Okay, you know, I feel that. And we ain't going nowhere without that Mayweather talk, okay? We owe that to the crowd, right? You know, and you know me, I get very opinionated when it comes to Mayweather. I do. I think that he's a, first of all, great athlete, one of the great boxers of recent times. When I get a little disturbed is when people start saying that he's the greatest of all time. I'm like, whoa, you know, I don't know about that. Like, he's a heck of a fighter. He's the last great fighter of this generation, no doubt. And he's a unique fighter. You know what I'm saying? He's a defensive fighter. Me, I would say more he's like an avoider. But that's just my opinion, that to really be more specific about his style. And people are like, well, why would you want to get hit? And that was a question that you asked me off the mic. And I'm like, exactly. I wouldn't want to get hit. I want to, you know, avoid as much as I can.
Because go back, explain okay. to the audience. So I was saying that Mayweather doesn't necessarily dance around the ring. Really, when I grew up around the Arturo Gatti, Mickey Ward era, and the Mayweather era. Arturo Gatti's my favorite fighter. Now, to popular opinion, Mayweather has been the most greatest boxer in the game to understand a fundamental or a strategy behind it. Because nobody can take away his defense. Nobody can take away his ability to not get hit, which is the whole trick of the game. Would you agree or not?
I don't know about that being the whole trick of the game, because there's many different skill sets and all that or whatever that you can focus on. And sometimes, you know, your punching ability, your punching power could be your best defense, because Mike Tyson hardly got hit because he was knocking motherfuckers out. So it depends on what your skill is and what your art is and what you really focus on. And Mayweather focus in on defense. You know, but the whole point of boxing simply is just to win. It's to defeat that fighter, and there's different ways you can do that. One of the ways is what Mayweather likes to exploit, is decision. And I tell people, that way does not guarantee a win. It doesn't. People say, oh, yes, it does. No, it doesn't, because I've seen many of fights where you could have sworn that motherfucker won that fight. Like it was this Pacquiao against Bradley fight. And I'll give you a better example. It was Pacquiao against that Australian dude. I can't think of his name. Pacquiao put hands on him, but the Australian dude ended up winning the fight. I'm like, what the fuck? But you know what? But it didn't, by decision, right? By decision, yeah. And I'm like, so I was like, so a decision does not guarantee a win. It doesn't. But when you see Mayweather fights, and you know, okay, Mayweather clearly, you know what I'm saying, he won that fight. He got more punches because you look to the stats. You like, he got better stats. And it looked like he was frustrating the guy. You know what I'm saying? And that convinced the judges, because that's what it is. It's convincing the judges enough to win the fight. That's what you're really doing. You're convincing them to win, that you impress them enough to win the fight. Because it's up to them at this point. This is, you know what I'm saying? It is. They don't have to give any logical reason why. It just be, you know, whatever. We scored it higher than, you know, and that's how it was. Then the next guy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it does not guarantee that way of fight does not guarantee it works for Mayweather, but it don't work for everybody. But I tell you what does guarantee a win. You know what guarantees a win? A knockout. That's what guarantees a win, where you don't give it up to nobody to decide the outcome. You don't lead it to the ref, and you don't lead it to the judges, and you don't lead it to the crowd. You lead it to your own ability to knock that motherfucker out. And after that, after the knockout, it's over. The fight is over. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so but when people say, oh, well, that's the whole point and all this, well, I'm like, I don't know about that or whatever. Obviously, there'll be a lot of people that's going to disagree with me, probably even professional fighters. But that's how I see it or whatever. Because when I see Mayweather fight, sometimes I'm not impressed. I'm not or whatever. Like, I wasn't very impressed after the De La Hoya fight. I thought that fight was a draw. That fight against Sugar Shane, I felt that was a draw. And I felt that the fight against Pacquiao was a draw. I did not see anybody get an advantage over the other. I didn't see it. So, you know, but that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But Mayweather, to me, is just a slight bit overrated. But he's a great fighter, whatever. And watching him was a joy, especially if you're a boxing fan, if you really into to boxing itself, because the guy has skills, absolute skills. You know what I'm saying? You look at him, and it's like an art. It's like looking at art when you watch him fight. So, you know, I'm not taking nothing away from Mayweather, whatever, but, you know, no diss or whatever. And he's been a successful businessman, which is cool, whatever. But I want to explain this too. You know what? I'm going to explain this on the other part of the podcast. We're going to have a little different part of this, y'all. Stay tuned.
He really needed to get this off his mind.
Yeah, with Mayweather is him, and if it's true, because we don't know if it's definitively true, whatever, you know, the rumor about what 50 Cent was going around talking about, you know, the brother can't read Mayweather. And I'm like, that is not a good thing to not know how to read, clearly, because I look at it as a disability. Maybe 100 years ago, it may not have been a disability, because it really wasn't much of a requirement for you to know how to read. But now you got to read, man, because it's everywhere. So I feel like it's a disability because you need the service of and the help of others to help you do that. You know what I'm saying? You got to ask a friend or your mom, your sister, whatever, your brother to help you read something or whatever. And that, my friends, is a disability. It's not considered one because he could just take his narrow ass to school or whatever, or get a tutor. He's so rich, you know, you get a tutor or whatever and teach your ass how to read. You know what I'm saying? But at this point, it's a disability and it's not good. And then I'm saying, like, that regard is not really good or whatever, because, man, you know, it's good that kids look up to him, but it's like, I don't want kids to think like, oh, they don't have to know how to read in order for them to be successful, because all people looking at it is like, oh, he's rich and so it don't matter. It's like, you don't know what can happen. I ain't wishing nothing on nobody, but you don't know what can happen. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that you're self-sufficient as much as possible. You don't understand what I'm saying? You don't want to be a crutch. And, you know, I know nobody's perfect, but you want to try to avoid being disabled as much as possible. You don't want to disable yourself like that to where you're dependent on somebody, like something like that, something that you can learn. It's like, don't be that way. But other than that, like, yeah, that's definitely somebody who you look up to. And, you know, some people would like to think of him as a self-made millionaire. And I don't think of him that way, because if it wasn't for his father, he probably wouldn't be a in the boxing. You know, I don't know, but probably, you know what I'm saying? And it seemed like his dad is a great trainer or whatever, but you know, they had a rocky relationship. But I don't want to delve into that. I don't know the brother like that. I'm just saying, but hey, you know, one of the greatest fighters of all time. I don't know about the greatest, but one of them. They're definitely up there, definitely top 10, no doubt or whatever. He has an undefeated record, and watching him fight is an art form or whatever. But some of those fights didn't really impress me personally. But hey, at the end of the day, that's my brother, and he's doing his thing. Hey, but y'all continue to listen to Freedom of Mind. And again, listen, y'all, express yourself. Seriously, man, and think for yourself. Don't let nobody think for you. That's why we got the media. If everybody think more on their own, we wouldn't have the media. How about that, y'all? So, yeah, speak your mind, freedom of mind, y'all. Stay tuned.